everyone, and welcome to another edition of CCK Live. My name is Christian McTarnigan, and this week I'm joined by Caitlin Degnan and Amy Odom. And in this video, we're going to be explaining how to pick the right disability attorney for your CAVC appeal, or for your appeal to the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims. So I'm going to start with a quick overview, and then I'm going to kick it over to Caitlin and Amy. But the CAVC is a federal court that's located in Washington, D.C., that is specifically dedicated to adjudicating the appeals of claimants who have been unsuccessful in their cases at the Board of Veterans Appeals, or the Board, or the BVA. So an important deadline to note, I'm going to hit it right off the bat, is after receiving your board decision, you have 120 days to file an appeal to the CAVC. So just be sure that you're filing that appeal timely if you disagree or you don't like something about the board decision. So the CAVC is not a part of the Department of Veterans Affairs. The board is, but the CAVC is a federal court and it's not. It's an independent court that has exclusive jurisdiction over the VA, the Veterans Administration. So it's important to note that when you get to court, the VA, the secretary, they're going to have an attorney that's defending the agency's decision and arguing against your position that the VA did anything wrong. So there's no longer a duty to assist. The record is closed. You can't add evidence to the record once you get to the CAVC. Also, the VA is now having an attorney represent their position. They're not there in sort of the how they're supposed to be when you're working at the agency, helping you through your case, helping you get the benefits that you deserve. It kind of switches tacks once you get to the CAVC. So the judges at the CAVC are appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. Some cases at the CAVC are going to be decided by one judge. Others are going to be decided by three. Or what's referred to as a panel, or the panel can be all of the judges as well, which would be referred to as en banc. So that's a little bit about the CAVC. So Amy, I want to ask you a question. Do you need representation when you appeal a case to the CAVC?
No, it's not required. A veteran or a claimant can always file an appeal to the CAVC on their own. That's called representing yourself pro se. But the process of appealing to the Veterans Court, just like any court, can be really difficult to navigate. And there are qualified advocates out there that have the experience and the knowledge of how to navigate a court appeal, including like what are the deadlines are, what are the documents that they need to file, and what are the types of arguments that the Veterans Court is likely to be persuaded by. And another thing to keep in mind is just because you're not represented by an attorney doesn't mean that the VA isn't going to be represented by an attorney. The VA is going to be represented by an attorney in every case, regardless of whether the veteran has an attorney or not.
So let's say I'm a claimant, a veteran, a widow who wants a representative. How do I choose the right one?
Well, the first thing is that you have to make sure that the person that you choose is admitted to practice before the court. If the advocate isn't admitted to practice before the court will not recognize that person. But you also want to make sure that you're getting somebody who's well-versed in the complexities of the VA system, has an understanding of veterans law, and has some experience litigating cases before the Veterans Court. And an important thing to keep in mind is that an attorney or an advocate may be accredited by the VA and able to represent people before the VA itself, but not admitted to the Veterans Court. These are two separate processes that advocates have to go through. And only attorneys who are barred, meaning they pass the bar exam and have been licensed to practice law, can apply to practice before the Veterans Court, or a non-attorney who is practicing under the supervision of a licensed attorney can be admitted to practice at the Veterans Court. So you want to make sure that whoever you choose meets one of those two criteria.
So Caitlin, when you're thinking about getting someone to represent you at the CAVC, what are some potential questions that one could ask of a VA disability attorney?
So obviously you want to ask some key questions to make sure that this person is fully qualified and is going to act in your best interest. Some suggestions are, you know, first and foremost, is this person admitted to the court? As Amy said, if they're not admitted, they're not going to be recognized and they're not going to be able to represent you. You might also want to inquire about how long that person has been practicing veterans law. When did they last attend a veterans law training? You know, the law changes very frequently in this area of law, so you want to make sure that you're working with someone who is up to date on, you know, the latest changes to the law. Has this person ever argued a case before the CAVC? How many cases do they even have at the CAVC? You might also want to ask if this person has ever played a role in a precedential decision, or does this person practice at the Federal Circuit, which is the court that oversees the CAVC?
Right. So those are some great example questions. Of course, that's just a few. You can obviously ask whatever you want of who you're trying to engage to represent you. But, you know, another question that I want to ask for of you, Caitlin, is do you have to have the same representative through the whole VA process, right? Because we've sort of been talking about the difference between representing at the agency before VA and then representing at the court. So can they be two different people or they have got to be the same person?
So you can have different attorneys over the course of the VA process. A claimant might have one person who represents their case as it goes through VA at the agency and at the board, and then might choose another to pursue their case before the CAVC. Claimants are not obligated to use that same attorney, you know, for both areas. If you already have a VA disability attorney that you're working with, you might want to make sure that you're aware of the scope of the representation. As we mentioned, not all VA disability attorneys are admitted to practice before the CAVC. And not all VA disability attorneys might have the experience necessary to represent clients before the CAVC. So if that is the case, you might want to hire a different representative.
So one of the things that I would be thinking if I were someone watching this video is how much is this going to cost me? So you know, I'm first going to speak at CCK. Claimants don't pay our advocates to represent them before the CAVC. Our reasonable fees are covered by the Equal Access to Justice Act, so also referred to as EJA. So EJA is a federal law that allows individuals, small businesses, public interest groups to obtain representation before the federal government at no cost in the event that the group or individual is successful. So If I represent clients at the CAVC, if I'm able to help my client at the CAVC, we can file for our reasonable attorney's fees and we'll get paid directly by the federal government for our representation. And it doesn't cost in that particular hypothetical, it wouldn't cost my client anything. But one thing that I always like to note is EJA fees don't affect potential back pay, meaning that they wouldn't detract from any retroactive awards or benefits that VA owes a veteran from the effective date of their claim if they are successful at the agency. So basically, EJA doesn't get taken out of your back pay if there's back pay that you are eventually given. So if your appeal is unsuccessful, a representative won't get EJA because that's just how the statute works. So if they're unable to be successful in your appeal, they won't get EJA fees. So long story short, that's really all we have for you today. Any closing thoughts, Caitlin or Amy, before I conclude real quick?
I would just reiterate how difficult it is to navigate the Veterans Court process on your own, because there are the area of veterans law, especially at the court, in the court level, is becoming more and more sophisticated and complicated. And I think it would be really hard for someone who doesn't have the experience at this court with the law to navigate some of the more complex arguments.
Mm-hmm. And I would just echo that, you know, as we mentioned, the VA is going to have an attorney that's representing them. That person is going to be well versed in the law. So, you know, it's very helpful to make sure that you also have a person who is well versed in the law advocating on your behalf and making sure that your best interests are protected.
Right. Well, thank you for that. Thank you, Caitlin. Thank you, Amy. So there's more information about the CAVC and the appeals process that can be found on our blog and on our downloadable ebook. Well, thank you very much for joining us, and be sure to subscribe to our channel for more veterans news and information.